Time for your Olympic update live from Pyeongchang, South Korea. It is Steve Kostenbaum. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Well, good evening.
Yes, good evening for you. There are so many things. Let's talk women's hockey, because they're pretty much our only hope at this point in the game to salvage what has been a dismal Olympics for the United States. I believe, when does that game air, tonight or tomorrow night?
It'll be tonight for you,
tomorrow morning
for me. It's, you know, Team USA is doing still well. Consider that we have 92 countries here, and the United States is in the top six right now in the medal count. So it's perspective. You know, the Scandinavian countries, they always do very, very well in the Winter Olympics, and the Americans are still winning medals. They just haven't wound up on, you know, in the gold position as much as American spectators would like them to. So yeah, I think they're still doing great.
Isn't that because, like, the Dutch, like, skate down the canals or something? Isn't that what... Isn't that
pretty much.
Isn't Katie Couric's point on that? Yeah.
They're on skis, like, age two. So, you know...
That's right. They can ski before they can walk. All right. So we have some competition there. That's true.
Yeah.
What else has taken place in the Olympics? I've seen that the men's team on the hockey side eliminated by the Czechs.
What a horrible way to end a good game. It went into overtime, 2-2. No one scored in overtime. They went to a shootout, and the United States lost to the Czech Republic 3-2. One goal, one shot. Made it in. Yeah, very, very heartbreaking end to their time here at the Olympics. The women, however, as we just said, will be in this epic rematch of the 2014 Sochi Games for the gold medal against Canada. And then this is still fresh for me. I know it happened last night for the American viewing audience, but this morning here, Lindsey Vonn competed in her very last Olympic downhill event, and she was just 47/100ths of a second off from the Italian gold medal winner. She won a bronze, Lindsay. And, you know, she did so as the oldest female American to win a medal in an alpine event. And, you know, she said if she could keep doing it, she would.
I love racing in the Olympics. I love racing. I love being in the starting gate with so much pressure. You feel suffocated. But somehow you will yourself to give everything you have, and you throw yourself down the mountain in hopes of a medal.
You know, she was competing against people who were, you know, a dozen years younger than her. So, you know, it gets tougher each year, she said. And there were a lot of Americans in the crowd waving American flags to be there to root her on. And there were some who said that they came out because they wanted to support her after she was attacked by Twitter trolls over a remark she made about President Trump. And I told her about those folks in the stands.
That makes me feel really good. You know, for all the people that say bad things, there's 10 more that say nice things. And it really means a lot to me.
And, you know, here's another perspective. Three of the top seven slots in the women's downhill were filled by American skiers.
So regarding the attendance of Americans at the event, were any Americans opposed to her, though? I mean, I hear in the United States there is some division over Lindsey Vonn, given her comments regarding the president of the United States. Any Americans in attendance who were brave enough to don, say, a MAGA hat and yell at her during the actual events?
I didn't see any, and I went up into the stands to talk to folks, and I didn't see any of that. Everybody was there to root her on. And the other American women, they finished Lindsey Vonn in third. They also took fifth and seventh place. Really spectacular performance for the American women of the alpine ski team. And they have one more event, one more chance for Lindsey Vonn to medal in the combined event. And then there's a team event coming up after that.
You know, it seems that the American women are doing really, really well. You had Americans Keegan Randall and Jessica Diggins, who got us our first Olympic cross-country medal since 1976. They beat Sweden by 0.19 seconds in the women's team sprint relay on cross country.
That's right. And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it just seems like the women are doing really well.
They are. And they did really well in the Summer Olympics, too. And I really enjoyed covering the women's basketball team in Rio. And I'm now looking forward to covering the women's hockey team here in the gold medal round. And the women on the alpine events, they've been just fantastic. And by the way, some of these women in skiing, they've overcome such horrific injuries. Lindsey Vonn, one of her teammates had a bone fracture where the bone was literally shattered just above the knee. And it was broken in 32 place. It like shattered into 32 pieces. She somehow recovered and is skiing and came in fifth place. I mean, you know, these are incredible women. Unfortunately, it wasn't great for the women in figure skating. Did you watch that? What happened in the short program?
I did not actually watch it, but I heard what happened.
So it's not a spoiler if I tell you what happened.
Please do.
No, please tell us, yeah.
Okay, so all three American women figure skaters either stumbled or fell on their first jump in their short program. So they finished 9th, 10th, and 11th in the short program in figure skating. And Mirai Nagasu was really upset because, you know, she tried to do that triple axel again, which she completed successfully in the team competition. When she got off the ice, she was not happy.
I'm mad about it, but, you know, when it came time to do the axel, the timing just wasn't right, and it didn't happen for me today, but it's been happening in practice, and it happened in the team event, so I know I can do it, and so I'm just going to keep learn from today and head into the free skate.
So they'll be in the free skate on Friday,
yep.
But they're competing against two really, really good Russian teenagers.
Well, that was quite a noise she made. That's something else. Steve Kastenbaum, thank you for your update from South Korea. We'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right, 724 on WMAL.